Welcome to Acidic Features Podcast, brought to you by Acidic Film Productions. Welcome to Acidic Features Podcast, episode 5, recorded the 5th, April 5th, Monday. Coming out should be April 8th, Thursday, if you guys are watching this. All right. So I'm here, as usual, with Murphy and Connor and your normal host, Eli Fridley. All right, let's get this started. So for our first segment today...
I don't have the script.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Just don't worry about me.
Well, anyways, he doesn't have our outline for which segments we do yet. I did send it to you, so he'll pull it up. Don't worry about that. But we're just going to start off with a little bit of random life bullshit just to get started, you know, just to say what's really been happening. And a few people have actually reached out to us about scripts and books that they've written and are wanting us to produce it. And I thought that was the fucking, like, craziest thing when people started, you know, asking, you know, are you taking scripts and this and that? So I was always like, of course, we're always open to original content. But, you know, as of right now, we are in
production. Listen, if you guys have scripts that you don't want, we'll always take your script.
Oh, yeah. If you want to sell us a script and we were able to purchase it, totally. We'll 100% purchase your script. Because as of right now, we can't produce more than our movie that we're working on right now, which kind of sucks. But we do plan on being able to produce all kinds of movies for all kinds of people because we'd love to make people's, you know, stories a reality.
Dude, I just took a sneak peek at the outline. I want to do Strain of the Day.
Okay. All right. Anyways, so yeah, real life bullshit. So pretty much. Yeah.
Well, my life bullshit right now is I am juggling school, a job, and track and field. And I really only have, like, an hour of free time a day.
I never would have joined track.
But, listen, I'm going to get in good-ass shape for this summer, and it's going to be Hot Murph Summer.
Hot Murph Summer. Fuck no. I hate you. You fucking wish, dude. You're going to have to start coming to the gym with
us. No, dude. People that saw me at track before, like, so last year I was still a little chunky, but the year before that I was really chunky. And everybody that hasn't seen me for like 2 years is like, holy shit, dude, I'm really proud. You've been putting in a lot of fucking work. Like,
Your body's also just been deteriorating.
I used to be 5'7½", 150 pounds.
Okay, well, when you first met me, you were shorter than me, dude.
Yeah, I was like 5'3", 150 pounds when I met you.
Yeah, dude, I'm like 5'5". But now he's like 5'10".
5'11".
5'11". Whatever. Who cares?
I don't.
Honestly, it's usually the short people who have to like throw in the half. I'm not 5'5". I'm 5'5½", man. What are you talking about?
Technically, by my doctor, I'm 5'10¾".
That's 5'10", man. That's not 5'11". I'm sorry.
I don't care.
You lied, dude. Proof? You're literally under oath right now.
My driver's license, or not driver's license, but ID card says 5'11".
Lucky ass. You were wearing shoes. I don't want to hear it.
No. Because they don't actually measure you. They just fucking
ask you?
Yeah.
So I could put 6 feet.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome. And the cop's like, sir, please step out. There's just 5'5", fucking man comes out. What's up, dude? How you doing, man?
It's like you're in a big old pickup truck. Your ID says 6'6". You step out the vehicle and you're like 3 feet shorter than the truck.
Dude, that'd be fucking hilarious. I have to hop out. Like, yeah, how's it going, man?
You have to grab one of those side handles to like fling yourself out.
Oh, 100%. Dude, there's nothing worse though than like super short dudes and lifted trucks. Nothing fucking worse.
Dude, so... All right, I was biking home from work today, and I hate people. So I was biking home, and this motherfucker was taking up the entire crosswalk with his big-ass, broken-ass truck. And I shout, thanks for taking the fucking crosswalk, dickhead. And he goes, go around, when he was literally on the curb.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck, dude. I've like, literally walked in front of cars.
If I wasn't biking, I would have stepped up onto his truck and stomped. I've done that. But
dude, I wish, man. That'd be great, especially if it's like a Lamborghini. You just stand on it, just start fucking pissing. Like, hey, bro, here you go, man.
You want to see my pee-pee?
And he's all like, dude, what are you doing? I'll be like, go around. Yeah.
It's not hard, bro. Just go around.
So, Connor, what you been up to?
You know, really not shit. I've been skating a lot since it's got warmer. And I can almost front side flip. Like, my
pinky boots have gotten
consistent. Me and Jake have been filming a bit with his new camera.
That's dope. Oh, the 8600 or A600?
Lighters.
Or I think it's an A6500.
He is using lighters.
Well, yeah. I was using lighters to start it off because I'm almost out of butane.
You gotta do what you gotta do, Murphy. Okay, I've literally heated up a nectar collector on an electric stove, and it took forever.
Well, no, what you do is you just grab that bitch, shove it between two of the spirals, and let that bitch heat up.
Yeah, but I seen an electric, dude.
That's what I mean. Shove it, and so that it's touching two parts of the spiral, because that spiral.
An electric stove doesn't have the spiral like a gas stove does.
His does.
That's weird. Yeah, I have a weird fucking electric stove.
That's really weird. I do not have that.
Is yours like glass top?
Yeah, it's got a glass top, and it's got like where you put the pots. It's normal. Is it not how most electric stoves are? Like, I'm pretty sure that's how they are.
Everyone before about 2010 had the showing boiling hot metal element that heated up.
Interesting. I was quite confused, honestly. All right. Anyways, okay. That was a good little random life bullshit just to start us off, you know, just to see what we're doing, what we're up to. Segment two. Honestly, probably one of my favorites is the movie Spit. And so recently, Connor, you know, he doesn't watch a whole lot of movies. Like, he watches some movies, but he hasn't seen the ones he should see. You know what I mean? But I've recently made a list for him. And Connor, I'm going to read off that list. And I want you to name the ones that you have read. It's just a couple.
And viewers, if you want to watch, let us know that you're going to watch this list.
100%. Okay. Let me pull it up. Movie list for Connor. Okay. Number one, Shutter Island.
I started it. I'm like 30 minutes into it because when you first told me to watch it, you said it was on Netflix. I like started watching it and then I fell asleep to it.
Dude, Shutter Island, great movie.
I think I've seen that one before with my parents, but I'm not fully sure.
Dude, it was pretty good. Huge
Shutter Island twist. Was Shutter Island the Sherlock Holmes one?
No, what?
You told me about some stupid... Okay, when you were telling me about Inception and Shutter Island, you also told me about another movie, and it was like a Sherlock Holmes kind of thing.
Oh, it could have been the one with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, the first one. That one was really good. And they're coming out with a third one next year with Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. Second one, not that great.
I don't know why, but I fucking hate Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't dislike him. I think he's a great fucking actor. In fact, I loved Doctor Strange.
No, I like Doctor Strange, but I feel like that's the only one
Sherlock
that I really like him in.
Sherlock was terrible.
He's not like the best actor, in my opinion.
Really? I think he's pretty good, dude. Especially with, like, he's very British.
Like, he can play weird roles, but like anything else,
I think he's great. Okay, number two, Goodfellas.
That's with Joe Pesci, right?
Yeah, Joe Pesci, Ray Latoya. I think that's how you say his last name. I can never say his last name, to be completely honest with you.
Goodfellas, the one where like there's the scene where it's like stuck in the middle with you, and then they cut the dude's ear off.
Cut the dude's ear off.
Am I thinking of a different movie?
Dude, I know what movie you're fucking talking about.
Definitely not Goodfellas, I don't think.
I can't. I got my other phone right here. Hold on.
Like, the opening, or not opening, but one of the scenes is
that. Is that the one? Is that the one where they're in the office and he's like, "I'm a peacock. why won't you just let me fly?
No, Mr. Pink is Steve Buscemi.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, hang on. So what movie, Pink?
No. It's not called that. Oh. But it has Steve Buscemi as someone named Mr. Pink. And one of the scenes is them in a restaurant arguing if they should tip or not.
Here, Reservoir Dogs? Yeah, it is Reservoir Dogs. It is.
That movie's so good.
I have not seen it.
Watch Isn't that with it. Quentin Tarantino or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, Eli, no. You need to watch it.
I've never seen Reservoir Dogs. I'm quite surprised, too.
Quentin Tarantino is your favorite director slash actor.
Whoa, hold up. For one, it is not. Quentin Tarantino
you said
is
it. You
not.
Said it
no.
before.
Martin Scorsese is my favorite. Quentin Tarantino is one of my favorites because he's extremely, he's just so fucking, like, I swear, it's just down to the
Martin
bone.
Martin Scorsese is your favorite fucking movie director. Why couldn't you get his name right?
Okay, for one, I apologize for that, okay? And I was going over the video, and I was like, oh my god. And I was just like, did I really fucking say Michael Scorsese? And I was going through it, and I said it so many times. The thing is, I Googled him to, like, show, like, to talk about, like, what he's done. And I put in Michael Scorsese, and it pops up Michael Martin Scorsese. So I was very confused. I was very confused. And then I searched it up and it just says Martin Scorsese.
Don't go by their actual name.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't say Michael. Like, I think I put in Michael and it just thought that was relatively correct. Because it said Michael in parentheses and Martin Scorsese. I was very confused. But no, his name is Martin. I don't believe it's Michael. If it is, I got no fucking clue. But no, Martin Scorsese.
Connor, guess what? Ion accidentally pack ratted your grinder.
I was looking for that.
I remember as I was leaving, you were like, where's my grinder? And I'm like, I don't have it. Turns out I did.
You do have it. Okay. Anyways, number three. Okay. Oops. Where did it just go? I accidentally lost the list. Okay. Here we go. My apologies. Okay. Number three. Oh, this is a good movie. Secondhand Lions.
I have never seen or heard about that one.
It is even heard about it's that so one. Good. Oh, yeah, most people haven't. Okay, hang on. Let me pull it up because, I mean, I haven't seen this in fucking years, too. Secondhand Lions. I believe that's what it's called. Yeah, Secondhand Lions. Okay, so it was actually made in 03, so it's relatively aged. It's 17 years old. It says a shy adolescent boy, Walter Haley Joel Osment.
Was
that's that kid?
Years ago.
I did not know. That was that kid. That's weird. I didn't know that.
18 years ago.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, is taken by his greedy mother to spend the summer with his two hard-boiled great uncles, Hub and Garth, who are rumored to possess a great fortune. At first, the two old men, both set in their ways, find Walter's presence a nuisance, but they eventually warm it to the boy and regale him with tall tales from their past. In return, Walter helps reawaken their youthful spirit. Okay, it didn't even bring up the lion. They, end up ordering a lion to hunt, but it's this old lioness, I believe it was a lady lion, and they just let it go into the cornfield, and it kind of just lives in there and shit, and so it's like this
trailer
weird
park boys,
honestly. Steve French. Okay,
what's she gonna name him? Steve French.
Fucking love Steve French. He likes weed fajitas too. Okay, three.
Wait,
more.
I have a question.
Okay.
Have you guys ever seen the movie? I forget what it was called. It was one of my favorite movies. And it, it's about like a garden in this house, and it's like a hedge garden. And in the hedges, there's like a secret thing. Forget what the fuck it was called.
Got no clue. Could not tell you.
Were you listening, Murphy?
There's a bug in my room.
Yeah, you. Okay, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. A hidden place in hedges. It sounds like Narnia, but I don't think it is.
Dude, okay, hold on. I'm going to figure out what that's called.
It's
keep
called,
going
like,
with
the maze.
Okay, anyways, number four, Tropic Thunder. Now, I've not personally seen this. I want to. I've seen the trailer. I've seen so many clips. I just haven't rented it yet. But I want to see Tropic Thunder so goddamn bad. It looks so fucking hilarious. But it could not be released in this time and day because, you know, everyone's some fucking prissy ass pussies now. Yeah. I mean, like, Robert Downey Jr. Why do you
gotta be like that?
Dude, Robert Downey Jr. literally plays a black man. I believe his character is called Blackface, right?
You haven't seen that movie?
No! I've not seen Tropic Thunder. And he looks over at Jack Black and goes, you just went full retard. Don't ever go full retard again. And dude, like, there's no way this could have been released now, but it looks amazing and I really want to see it.
No, the thing is, people didn't even know that was Robert Downey Jr. because couldn't get another black guy for the role. So they were just like, hey, Robert, would you do blackface? And he was like, any chance I can get.
That's great. That didn't sound anything like Robert Downey Jr.
I know. I was making fun of him a little bit, but that was when he was in his Coke face. So,
really?
Best actor you will ever see, though, because he turns into that person because the drugs make him so disassociated.
Really? I did not know he was still doing cocaine at the time of Tropic Thunder. Dude. Really? In 08? He was still doing it in 08?
He got caught in 2010.
2010.
I'm pretty sure the last time was 2010.
Jeez, dude, that's like right around fucking Iron Man's release too.
That's why it was so controversial when Iron Man first came out.
Oh, well, cause so Iron Man 2 was in 2008, then Iron Man 2 was 2010, so that had to have been like right after. Weird.
Wait, when did the first one come out?
The first one, 2008. Iron Man 1 came out 2008.
So, all right. I might
Iron Man 2, 2010.
I think it was 2005 when he stopped doing coke, but he was still doing other shit.
Let's see. Arrested for...
Still the best actor.
Dude, yeah, no, it was in the 90s, bro. I knew it. It was like 95. In April 1996, Downey was arrested for possession of heroin, cocaine, and an unloaded .357 Magnum handgun while he was speeding down Sunset Boulevard.
That was just the biggest one. He got caught a couple times, bro.
Possibly.
I found what the movie was called.
Okay, what is it?
It was called The Secret Garden. The original came out in 1987.
The Secret Garden.
Really good. Okay, so it says young orphan Mary Lennox, played by Jenny James, leaves her residence in India to live with her uncle Archibald at his lavish manor in Yorkshire, England. Ignored by her heartless uncle, Mary finds a refuge in a hidden garden tended by a boy named Dickon Sowerby. One day, Mary is amazed to discover a miraculous power emanating from the garden, which begins to thaw long withheld affections in the Craven household, even healing Archibald's ailing son. It was really good. It was a good ass movie.
So,
okay, wait, hang on. Is it the 90, you said 93 or the 2021?
1987.
Jeez, dude, there's like multiple. Like, I'm Googling, yeah, I just searched it up.
Seven movies made, and there's a new one that just came out last year.
Weird, dude. Yeah, I've never even heard
of it. They always make remakes, bro.
It was originally a book, though, and I read the book a long time ago.
That's dope. Okay, number five. A Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
I've seen one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I don't know which one I've seen.
You need to watch
amazing. Them all. Like, the actual story behind it and everything, like, you think it's just a slasher movie, it is
don't
not.
Look at the story, also look at how good the cinematography is.
It was great, except, like, you know, the special effects. I mean, even special, they were real, you know what I mean? But, dude, in, like, the second one, when they're stabbing Freddy, you can see it's, like, yellow, like, cotton from it, like, popping out, and I just thought it was the cheesiest shit.
Dude, if we're talking about B-movies, you gotta watch Zombie Beavers.
B movies? What the fuck is a B movie?
So, all right, regular movies that come out are people trying to get an A tier movie.
Oh, so you mean like blockbuster A tier?
A B movie is people just having fun and not even caring about how great the finished outcome is. You can tell it was just a bunch of people having a good time making a movie.
I feel like if anyone is making a movie and they do not care they don't want the outcome to be amazing, they shouldn't make a movie.
No, but listen, these are still passion films, but like they're making, it'd be like if I wrote a script and it was filled with my type of humor. That's what these B movies are, is it's filled with the creator's type of humor.
A Nightmare on Elm Street is not a B.
No, I never said it was.
Okay.
But
I was
like
say.
The effects, you said it was cheesy.
Oh. Well, yeah, but it was also made
in the 70s. Every B movie is cheesy.
Okay, I see what you mean now.
And I fucking love it.
I got you. Have you seen Freddy vs. Jason? That one wasn't that great.
Of course. I've seen them all.
Yeah. Okay. One more. I'll only do one more because I already know Beetlejuice, and he hasn't seen Back to the Future 3. He's seen Beetlejuice. Legend with Tom Hardy. I don't think you've seen that. I know I talked about that. That might have been an episode two that we didn't release for the Acidic Flick Show. It's with Tom Hardy. It's 1960s England about the like Crazen twins, something like that. There was a third one. They didn't in the original movie. They had the third brother. In this one, they did not because they were against the brother. And it also in the movie, the twin who I don't remember his name. He's the ugly one. It says he's gay. And he prefers men. In reality, he said he was bi and actually married a woman. So there are a little bit of inconsistencies. Great movie, bit of a slow, kind of a slow burner. Just a little bit, like a little bit. Pretty good.
So, Connor, I know you like anime.
Uh-huh.
How much of Studio Ghibli movies have you watched?
What?
The fuck up. Studio no one Ghibli. Cares about anime.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's pretty much the... Asian Disney. It's like My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo, Flying Castle.
Anime
like
isn't allowed that. On this podcast, bro. Anime is
terrible. Shut the fuck up with your fat ass.
I've never seen it.
Dude, the art style is so beautiful. You need to watch.
I've seen some disgusting. Of like very, very underground animes, if that makes sense. Like I watch the animes off the websites that people have never heard about.
You need to watch My Neighbor Totoro.
I watch the weeb animes, okay? My brother recommends me animes all the time because he's super into it and like finishes animes every day.
These are hand-drawn animation movies. Disgusting. You need to watch My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo, Flying Castle,
Flying Castle, more like Flying Fuck, which I don't
Shut
give.
Shut the fuck up. The last one, I'm spacing on it.
It's because it's not good enough.
Shut up.
It's because it's not good enough.
Eli. I really fucking hate
not
you.
Not good enough.
What the fuck is going on my TV?
No one cares, Connor. Do not flip your goddamn camera. You're fucking stupid.
You can't even see it.
Spirited Away is one of their number one movies, and I fucking love it.
Look at that. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's the music visualizer, dingus.
This is sick. Okay, anyways.
Anyways, no one actually gave a shit. Anyways.
Fuck you. Maybe you didn't give a shit. You're just mad because we were talking about anime.
Relatively, I don't like anime. Anime sucks. Yeah.
Dude, you just hate it because of it because it's anime.
No, I just dislike anime. Like, I don't like it. I have tried to watch multiple animes, cannot get into it. Like, only anime I've ever relatively liked is Pokemon. And anytime I've ever said Pokemon is an anime, people get pissed. I'm like, nah, bro, that's probably the best anime out there, man. I'm like,
Pokemon is an anime.
Have you even seen Seven Sins?
It originally came out in 1980 something, and it was aired on TV as an anime version of the TV or of the card game because it was first created in Japan and was only advertised and shown in Japanese. So technically,
it is an anime.
It's an anime.
Yeah, I know. So when people say it's not, I'm like, you're fucking stupid. I don't really care. Anime kind of sucks.
Cory in the House is my favorite anime.
Funny. Might have been seen as my favorite anime. People who know of Mind Mancia is, they're not going to like that. Anyways, segment. Oh, wait, no. Strain of the day. Murphy, take it away.
Alrighty, let me pull up the outline. Alrighty, the strain of the day today. Animal Mints. Animal Mints is a hybrid strain made by crossing animal cookies with Blue Power and
Girl Scout cookies.
And Girl Scout cookies. I said Girl Scout cookies the first time. It's animal cookies.
Blue really? Power, I don't think Girl so, Scout dude. That's cookies. Not what I found.
That's what it says. And it produces a strong body and head high, good for after work and evening use. I will fully agree with this. Last time I smoked it, I was couch locked for 3 hours. Animal Mints has bright green brown buds with orange parts and a lot of dignifying frost that shows that it is the top shelf that it is. And this strain is mostly to compensate stress, depression, anxiety, and other mind-related ailments. Now, if you are not feeling the best, you should definitely smoke a big old bowl of Animal Mints because
yeah, it helps with stress. Really
up there in the 17 to 21% range of THCA.
Whoa, what goes way higher? THC 23%.
I said the average range.
Yeah, but if you're getting an average 17%, come on, man.
Well, most strains only come in at 10%, maybe that.
Well, I'm talking of Animal Mints.
Animal Mints, yes. It ranges from 17 and up.
I feel like Animal Mints is probably one of the best. Okay, but dude, no, it's okay. It is crossed by Animal Cookies, Blue Power, and GSC.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I just got it wrong the first time I said it because of my speech impediment.
Oh, I thought you said it was written down wrong. I'm like, really? Did I get the strain wrong? Because like I did all my research on it, so I thought I wrote it down wrong.
Maybe you just thought. I'm sorry, but yeah, Animal Mints.
Yeah, and it's usually helped to compensate for stress and things like that. Anyways, we'll move on to segment three, Stoner Talk. Great, right after that. Recently, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, like, what's the latest strain you guys been, you know, chiefing on?
Red.
Thunder.
What? Thunder what? Alaskan thunder?
No, there's thunder outside because there's a giant storm going on for us right now.
Connor, why the...
I'm 3 years old, I'm sorry. So the strain that I've currently been smoking on the most right now is Platinum OG, and it's very dense, sticky, and it actually looks very good. It has dense buds, orange hairs, and a darkish seafoam green color, I'd say. Like, it has a bluish tint almost. And overall, it is one of my favorite weeds at the moment because it tastes like fried chicken. And me and Connor haven't found weed that tastes like fried chicken in about 6 months to a year. But yeah.
Dude, Owen was over here earlier, and he had some weed. He got it from Zage. Zage got some good weed.
You can't be throwing out names like that.
I can, because nobody fucking knows who Zage is, and nobody will ever know who Zage is, because Zage will never come on this podcast, and he probably doesn't watch it.
You mean Zage Smith?
Who the fuck?
Zage Doe? Anyway.
Zage, Zoan, right? Zoan, Owen. I mean Owen, Owen, fucking Owen. I go into the room to look for the bowl, my mom, grandpa bowl, and I go and get it, and he's breaking the weed. And I walk out in the living room, and I'm just like, I was on the phone with Eli when this happened. I was like, woo! And Eli's like, what? Eli mimics me, and I'm like, it smells like chicken.
Weirdo.
She was good.
I think the latest train I had, I got like 4 G's off this dude. I think it was Bubba Kush. I believe so. Pretty nice.
I went to two different dispensaries over this week, and I now have about 4 ounces, but that's all personal. Nice. I smoke a fuck ton.
Yeah, dude. This dude, he went to a dispo, and I was hanging with him, and he was like, yeah, dude, you need some? And I was like, 100%. He's like, here you go. And he just sauced before. I was like, okay. So it was pretty dope. You gotta love legal weed, bro. Gotta love it.
But, like, I don't like how it's the 2 ounce a day minimum or maximum. God, my words don't work.
Yeah, it's kind of whack. It's pretty whack, actually. So yeah, okay, so those strains, you guys have like any new pieces or anything?
No, I actually just broke mine.
You just broke a piece? That's sad.
I have the bong. Should I go get it?
Yeah.
You have a new one?
No, it's my broken one.
Oh jeez. Wait, is it the beehive one? Jeez, the glow in the dark one. That's sad. The newest thing I got was this torch from my cousin because mine blew up in a car fire.
I get paid tomorrow, so I'm going to be getting a brand new 3 total perk beaker bottom dab slash flower or oil slash flower mix. And it has a grinder holder and a paper holder, and it all comes in a case.
Yes. But yeah, so for the viewers who are on YouTube right now and you can see the upwards stemish bowl part, you know, where you put the bowl in, fucking shattered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got stepped on when people were getting rowdy and drunk last time I was over. But that's why I tend not to drink too often.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not a drinker, man. Definitely not. No alcohol for me. Just drugs, thanks. That's usually how that goes.
Sorry, I don't drink. Ketamine, please.
I now identify as a horse. I need ketamine. Honestly, I mean, apparently that's how it works these days.
Well, like, if you just, and then go to a barn, you can, if they're just like, what the fuck? What? You're just like, I'm a horse.
I never want to hear you neigh again. Dude, I was watching this. I think it was on Vice. There was this dude who had like a drinking problem and they used ketamine to help him stop being and an alcoholic.
Electro zaps. So oh, what it did, so what they did is they put him into what's referred to as a K hole, and yeah. It's when it's the maximum amount of dosage of ketamine that you can take at once.
This eight lines to the noggin.
No, oh, no, they were using liquid.
This happened in New Amsterdam. Liquid? And it was
IV. Yeah.
And he had a brain monitor on, and every time the want receptor of the brain went off, when he would see a picture of beer on the screen, it would shock him a little bit, just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, just to make, because when you're in a ketamine-induced state like that, your pathways grow even faster. The, good bad pathways are the most activated. So when you get zapped from looking at that, you learn beer bad. And then they show you an image of like water.
You have the least, most like the least scientific proper explanations for anything. you're well, learning pathways, the bad and good. Dude, that's the thing I'm not gonna understand. It doesn't even matter if you use a sign. No one knows about the brain. Are you kidding me? No one remembers fucking ninth grade fucking science. Are you kidding me? I can't even remember what I ate yesterday.
We know more about space than we do our own brain.
We know more about, I don't remember, something about the ocean and brain. I don't remember. See, well, can't fucking remember.
We know more about the ocean than we do our own brain, and we haven't even fully, we know more about space than we do the ocean.
I don't know if that's true.
It is 110%.
We've explored 6% of the ocean.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
We've explored only 5% of the caves on Earth.
And we've explored about a good 2-3% or like of our solar system. We've explored almost the entire thing.
Okay, no. So considering that we don't know how big space is, or even if there's just one universe, we can say with reasonable certainty that we probably don't know more, or that
I said space, not outer space.
What are you talking
there
about?
There is a complete difference. Space is our solar system.
Okay, I don't give a fuck, because if you'd listen, thank you. Considering we don't know how big space is, or even if there's just one universe, we can say with reasonable certainty we probably know more about the ocean than we do the cosmos. The entire ocean floor has been mapped, but only the resolution of 5 kilometers.
This is what he Googled.
So, yeah.
5 kilometers?
Of resolution.
That means 1 pixel is 1 kilometer.
Yeah. But it says that we most likely know more about the ocean than we do space, because we do.
If we're just mapping it, a telescope can see higher resolution than that.
Murphy, I literally just proved that we most likely know more about the ocean than we do space.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No.
I hate you. Like, legitimately. You suck major cock.
No.
Anyways, hang on. For one, how are we talking about that? Okay, this is stoner talk. How did this happen?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. Anyways, any new weed stories or old ones?
So, my buddy, fuck, how?
Call him Richard, because you probably suck at him, and Richard, and Dick is short for Richard.
I don't know where I was going.
Interesting. Anyways, yeah, I don't really have any like new weed stories particularly. I mean, I don't live with you guys, so there aren't any cool new ones. I am moving back to Minnesota, though, and we're going to start recording. So pretty soon, within a few months, we will have American Wasteland episode one out within a few months. Hopefully. No promises, but hopefully.
Yeah. I'm a medical patient under anxiety and depression. It's...
Why did your mic just get so loud?
I don't know. I haven't even moved any closer to it.
Jeez, dude, it picks up everything. And you literally moved your arm and it went. Anyways, he's not a mental patient under anxiety. He's actually a mental patient who's already dead. Oh, and he's a ghost.
Medical marijuana patient. You're right, dingus.
My hand's invisible.
You don't have hands.
Okay. Segment four. Random bullshit. It's not just about our life. Okay, I heard about this, I think today, like I was going through Snapchat's whatever, and I saw like the little square thing. I ain't clicking on it because I honestly truly couldn't care less. So I don't know much about it, but apparently James Charles came out saying he used to sexually snap like 16-year-old boys or something.
Yep, he finally outed himself and now is going to go to prison for the rest of his life. But here's something that I heard recently. So just yesterday at 8 a.m., the volcano on the Big Island erupted in Hawaii.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And also a volcano on March 21st went off in Iceland, and it is now a popular tourist spot because it's the first time it's gone off in 60,000 years.
Crazy. Isn't Iceland like actually nice and Greenland is all cold?
All right, so they're both bad.
So they're both bad.
No, the percentage of inhabitable space on Iceland is about 5%.
What the fuck?
It's the same thing with Australia. Everybody lives on the outside. Nobody lives in the middle.
Well, that makes sense for Australia because, like, it's going to be so fucking terrible.
It's very hot in Australia, and it is extremely fucking cold in Iceland and Greenland. But here's another fun fact. Iceland is farther north, south, east, and west than Greenland.
I know, it's weird. Yeah, I remember hearing about that, and I was extremely confused and baffled. I was like,
it's because 90% of world maps aren't actually made to scale.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. There's this super weird map. I don't remember what it's called.
It's the ones it's that like look sections. Like ovals.
Yeah, there's this one that looks like sections, and there's this oval one, which is technically the most accurate. Okay, but so I'm searching about Iceland and Greenland right now, and it says hang on, I actually kind of want to know this. What percentage of Iceland is uninhabited? 80% of it is uninhabited because of
I keep forgetting mass. That we get better and better ice technology. I'm going off old
statistics. Ice technology.
No, dude, we're getting better at surviving in cold climates. I'm going off old statistics.
Either way, it says Iceland has 30 active volcanic systems, of which 13 have erupted since the settlement of Ireland in AD 874. Holy shit.
It's actually ADE, after death era. And
whatever.
It's meant to be less religious.
I don't give a shit, okay? AD, BD, suck my fucking big C. Only about 20% of the country is habitable, with an area of 130,000 kilometers squared. Iceland is more than twice the size of Denmark, or about the same size as the U.S. state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
What?
And they're habitable. Did you know that Texas is bigger than all of the U.K.?
I did not know that, actually. Apparently, you can fit everyone in Texas with a small backyard. Everybody in the world could fit in Texas with a small backyard. And I find that pretty fucking nuts. So, that's kind of crazy.
The entire world could be housed in New York. And it would work.
New York.
We wouldn't have much space. Everybody would have about 1 meter squared.
Yeah, dude. It says Urban calculates that we would need a square that is 27 kilometers or 16.8 miles on each side, an area smaller than Bahrain. And yes, New York City. Urban calculates that we could fit 590 million people in Manhattan. That takes care of North America. That's pretty nuts.
Manhattan
I didn't know that.
It's just a neighboring city. to New York? Why do people always bring up Manhattan and the Bronx and all that shit when they're not even part of New York?
What are you talking about?
New York City is New York City. Yeah. And then there's the Bronx. There's the shit that you said.
Harlem, Manhattan.
These are all separate cities.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. And how is Manhattan not a city?
But I mean, it's the same way as saying like all of St. Paul, but in St. Paul, there's different cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like in Minneapolis.
No, but this is different.
It's different on a bigger scale. All the
outside stuff, New York. But in Minnesota, we don't consider the tiny towns inside of a bigger town as just the big town.
Okay, it says Manhattan, New York City. I don't know how to say that word. Manhattan is the most densely populated of New York City's five boroughs. Okay, I know what you mean now. I gotcha. Okay, so it says it's mostly made up of Manhattan Island, bounded by the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers. Among the world's major commercial, financial, and cultural centers is the heart of the Big Apple. Its iconic sites include skyscrapers, Empire State Building, and neon-lit Times Square.
Good percentage of Manhattan Island is actually man-built, like the area of it.
I didn't know that. Oh, I saw a picture of New York. Like, well, it wasn't a real picture. It was like what it would have looked like thousands of years ago without, you know, all the buildings and everything. Mm-hmm. It's insane, dude.
It is way smaller. Most of the land that is built on by New York is man-made. We've moved dirt and shit there to build up this land.
Weird. I didn't know that.
And did you know that because of the Minnesota metro area and all, you know, that big block of highway that's in the dead middle of Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
So if that wasn't a thing, Minnesota would have the largest prairie land in the world. But now there's only five or so in America prairie lands, and they're all not that big.
So I'm reading up about the man-made parts. Long Island, because it's fucking Long Island, so I want to read about it. It says Long Island, that mass of land completely surrounded by water, is not an island. Thanks to the Supreme Court's geographically unsound ruling, the island is an extension of the New York mainland. Ships passing through the bay of its north need a state licensed captain per New York and Rhode Island law. It says 10 man-made areas of New York City is Governor's Island, Ellis Island, Fresh Kills Park, Battery Park, Marble Hill, Euthant Island. It's easy to think the place you've lived in has always been the same, that New York City's shorelines have been roughly where they were since the discovery of Manhattan. Weird, dude. New York is fucking weird. I always remember, like, growing up and watching movies, and it was always New York. New York was, like, the place to be, you know, Nicolas Cage, fucking Peter Park, all these places. New York
is still referred to as the place to be. It's just very hard to be successful there.
I think the world is just full of fucking, it's all constipated. It's just full of shit, dude. I've noticed, like, because, like, I've been to fucking many, many states, and it's kind of weird because all these states are like different, but I swear, dude, all the towns and shit, they like pretty much just look the fucking same, and it's really weird because like I went to Florida, dude, nothing fucking special about Key West, I swear to God. Like it wasn't that impressive. Like the ocean was dope, that was probably the coolest part, but everything else, it looked just completely normal. Like I grew up thinking the world was going to be insane, and I went when I was like maybe 14, 15, and it was so normal. I was not expecting it, but it was so fun. I mean, our hotel was literally across the beach. I mean, we went scuba diving, and I saw like baby dolphins and shit. So it was pretty dope. The Florida's kind of whack. Key West is I believe you can be in Key West, and like if you're on the boat and on the water, it's like the closest point you can get to Cuba, like the where you can go south. And I think we're like right there. It was weird. It was very weird.
Minnesota's the best state. Don't at me.
I don't think, honestly, I don't know. Minnesota is a very weird fucking state, dude. It's so, like, to itself. Like, Minneapolis is not a, like, extremely outgoing, in-your-face town. Everyone does their own thing, kind of.
Yeah, really that's weird. Why I love it.
If I could choose a state to live in, I'd either want to live in North California. So, like, up towards Woodward and stuff like that. Or I'd want to live in Colorado because they have some of the best skate parks in the world.
I definitely want to live in like Oregon or some shit, dude. That'd be super dope. Bend, Oregon.
I need to live in every state before.
I want to live in Arizona.
No, I've never moved to every state. Like that would be so much.
I'm going to eventually. I'm going to road trip. We are going to road trip.
No.
Through all the states.
Absolutely not, because going from Texas to Minnesota is 16 to 18 hours. I am not spending 5 months driving in a car to see each fucking state.
It's going to be an RV.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be in a goddamn automated vehicle for like months, bro. Not happening.
Yeah, you are. We're
going to think so.
You say that now. You say this now, Eli. But wait,
you guys are going to kidnap me, bro. You guys are going to hold me down again.
If you can kidnap us for the movie, we can kidnap you for an America road.
I only said I was going to kidnap you, Murphy, because you might not be able to come with.
Yeah. My family does really not want me to pretty much go missing for a couple months, but...
A couple months? It's only going to be a couple weeks.
Who cares?
It's going to be like a week or two.
Yeah, who probably like, cares? No, like 2 or 3
Let's
weeks.
Let's just never come back.
Because we're going to be going through a couple states and everything, filming. I'm very excited. Very excited for
Let's just say we're ending on the West Coast.
I think they already know.
Is that West?
I don't know. Never eat soggy waffles.
West.
Or never eat sour watermelon. Never eat saggy women. Never eat shitty women. that one's not gonna hold up too good.
News.
I don't like you.
Why'd it get so quiet?
Because I didn't think for a second. You said news, and I had to think about how it connect, and I don't like
North,
that.
North, east, west, south.
It's an S, bro. I don't like you. Don't ever point these odd things out to me.
Maybe that's why it's called the news, bro.
Dude, I was like maybe 13 and I was eating jelly beans, bro. And I'm like stoned and I'm looking at them and I'm like, yo, they look like little beans, bro. And my friend goes, yeah, that's why they're called jelly beans. I'm like, oh my God. No shit. And I was like baked out of my mind, bro. It was so funny shit.
You know that they're only called jelly beans because they originated in the European area, and they call gummy jelly.
Interesting. That makes sense. Did everyone, I've heard people like, oh yeah, well, why isn't there any ham and hamburgers? And it's because the hamburger was made, I believe, in Hamburg, Germany.
Wrong. It was made in Japan.
Are you serious?
Yes, 100%. They have... And it's not just Japan, it's actually Asia, and what it comes from is a Hamburg steak, which is made of beef, and it's actually just, it's pretty much a meatloaf. But then Americans want, we're gonna steal that, that's ours.
Well, hang on, a meatloaf is not a hamburger, because
no, it's not really a meatloaf, it's more a bread thing, or no, a meat thing that's breaded, I mean. It's a big old beef patty that's breaded, and it's called a Hamburg steak. And yeah, Americans went, we're going to take that bread and go. Whoop.
Dude, there's so much weird about, like, weird shit about it. It says, White Castle traces the origin of the hamburger to Hamburg, Germany, when its invention by Otto Kaus, I believe. However, it gained national recognition in at the 1904 St. Louis Fair, when the New York Tribune referred to the hamburger as the innovation of food vendor on the pike. It also says, we believe it is very well documented that it began in Athens, Texas, in the late 1880s. Brown says, as her story
Bro,
goes, Davis
listen.
then brought his invention to the World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904.
Of course, Americans are gonna try to say that they invented the hamburger, but that's because they won't go back and look at the origins of a hamburg steak.
It says, when was the first hamburger made in Germany? 1891. Another version of the creation of the hamburger is that of German cook Otto. Now it's spelt differently. Who created a very popular sailor sandwich made of filet of beef patty fried in butter, served with fried egg between two toasted buns in 1891. Okay, it said it was a another version of the creation of the hamburger. So
This is how American history is. It's just running in loops.
in Japan, I'd like to know about that. The exact origins of when a meat patty was sandwiched between two slices of bread to create what became known as the hamburger is unknown. The hamburger arrived to Japan around this time via the US military presence in Sasebo, city of Nagasaki Prefecture after World War II.
How would they go to Nagasaki if it was blown up?
Are you talking about? Prefecture after World War II.
World War II is when we bombed them.
Yeah, I know. But who knows? It could have been relatively beforehand.
This is how history shit goes, bro.
I think you
Yeah,
just
that
don't know
doesn't
the
make
actual
sense.
history.
No, that just doesn't make sense.
It
What?
doesn't make sense at all. They keep saying this is just another rendition of a hamburger.
In native English,
Okay.
hamburger is someone who lives there, and a hamburg, wait, what? It says in native English, Hamburg is a German city. A hamburger is someone who lives there, and a hamburger is a cooked ground meat patty in American and Canadian English. A hamburger is usually served in a bun. So apparently, people who live in Hamburg, Germany are literally called hamburgers. So that's, I love that. I would like to be able to identify as a literal hamburger. That'd be amazing. Like, holy shit.
Hello?
He's steak. Hello? I can't find anything about this steak, dude. Like, a little bit. It's
I
like
looked up hamburg.
recipes. What'd you look up, Connor?
Hamburg steak, blah, blah. Hold on. It's history. In the late 90s, the Hamburg steak became popular on the menus of many restaurants in the Port of New York. Blah blah blah. Hold on. 18. Okay. Where the fuck does it say we got it from?
Dude, I can't find anything about the Hamburg Japanese steak. There's only recipes. It says Japanese hamburger
Exactly. Food
steak.
doesn't have origin when it comes to cooking.
Well, yeah, but also Japan and just Asia, dude, their history goes so far back. Like, who knows when
They're
we actually just
also
made a meat
very,
patty?
they also
Huh?
keep to themselves.
Yeah, which is actually pretty, dude, they're very innovative. Asia just has like everything you pretty much
I
need.
like how Japan has a closed economy.
I'm not a fan of like Japan and all them. Like, I'm just not a huge.
You
No, I
can't
don't.
live in Japan unless you've stayed there for over a year
I didn't know
and
that.
can speak the language.
I didn't know that either. And Japan is just very strict. I just feel like they're
Oh, I like that it's strict because it keeps the people that are like major tourists out.
Nah, I definitely, well, dude, Japan and shit, apparently their population, I think it was Japan. Their population is like getting really low, so they're like trying to open shit so more tourists come back now because so many businesses aren't making any money because of COVID.
They are paying men to come and impregnate women.
Okay, I think I saw something about that, but I don't know if that's true. I want to know now.
So, and also the reason why they need this is that Japan used to have a law where nobody could have more than two kids, and they realized that it's not going to create a perfect amount of population. What it's going to cause is way more old people than there is young people.
Yeah.
And then there's nobody to take care of the old people.
Yeah, no, there's not enough youth in Japan. I don't remember what rate that is. Like, there's, you know, like the mortality rate and then like certain things like that. And there's like this weird pyramid, and then there's also the lines. And it says Japan paying for tourists to promote domestic travel and to help boost local businesses. The Japanese government has set up to go to travel campaign, which provides residents with subsides of up to 50% on transportation, hotels, restaurants, tourist attractions, and shopping all within Japan. If you're going to pay half for your fucking vacation to Japan, that's pretty crazy.
I want to go skate in Japan.
I wanted to skate in Florida, man, but I wasn't able to bring my board, or Mexico.
Want to skate.
I want to skate in Japan, but I feel like I'd get, like, beat.
Probably. Dude, yeah, no, I've seen a whole bunch of videos of people skating in Japan, and they're always getting yelled at and shit, dude. Like, it's, like, they do not like people skateboarding.
I know,
but it says families are paid up to $2,448 for giving birth to a child since the enactment of the act. In addition, some Japanese employer offers bonuses to their employees for having babies. That's pretty nuts. That's pretty crazy, man. Okay.
Watch this. Freeze frame.
Why did you... Why? Just get about 15 just silent seconds for the fucking listeners. Yeah, that's what we need, right? I hate you guys. Anyways, thank you for listening to episode 5. If you had fucking finished it, if you've gotten here. But no, seriously, for the people who do, thank you so much. This is a bit of an aggressive, hostile one. But, you know, we're all friends here. We all love each other relatively. Kind of want to murder each other. Honestly, dude, us on video chat, it's bickering all day long. And then we call each other like 30 minutes later. And it's like, oh, hey, dude, what's up, man? And it's just more bickering. And we just play video games. It's just a bunch of bickering and just talking. But we just do it every day.
Eli doesn't have enough sex.
Okay. Hold up. You can't bring my, like, doing life on a podcast. Okay. Mm. And it's because my girlfriend is not in Texas, bro. Okay. I'm very excited to see her in Minnesota. I'm so fucking stoked, dude. Like, I told her, oh, yeah. Okay. The certain day I was supposed to get there is now getting pushed back, which kind of sucks. I was supposed to get there on 4/20, but it's going to get pushed back a little bit. So I'm kind of annoyed. But, I'm so stoked to fucking see her, man. But, anyways, thank you guys for listening to episode 5. This should be airing April 8th. Stay tuned for any information, any of our new projects, movies, TV shows, and things like that. Appreciate all the support that we get and for people reaching out to us. If you have any questions or concerns, check out acidicfilms.com. And our Gmail is acidicfilmprod@gmail.com. Anyways, peace out. See you guys later.